Moments after this morning's opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange, the Dow Jones Industrial Average crossed the 20,000 mark for the first time ever. Joining us now from New York is Maggie Lake, host of CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy. We finally got there.
We should remind people the stock market is not the economy, but what's the significance of this?
You know, a lot of people will sort of say, oh, they're just big round numbers. But I like to think of them as good road markers to where we are and where we're going. And this one is signaling really a newfound confidence that we have a new president that's serious about trying to grow the economy, reduce regulation, cut corporate taxes, and really sit down face to face with business leaders. We saw that earlier in the week. Now, they have reservations. Investors and traders have reservations about him, absolutely, in this administration. But for now, they're giving President Trump the benefit of the doubt.
And it's been bouncing right around 20,000 for some time now. Is there a reason it happened today?
Yeah, and I think a couple things happened this week. Traders, because I asked a bunch of traders this today, and they said, listen, he came out swinging right at the beginning of the week, and it seems like he's really going to try to move quickly to try to execute his agenda. And that's why we saw infrastructure stocks like Caterpillar, big winner today, up 2%. We'll see if it closes. Goldman Sachs, financials benefiting from regulations. Those continued themes are pushing. But this is also about earnings. We've seen the earnings picture improving. It started last week, continuing through that profit picture, that improving profit picture, is something Donald Trump's inheriting. It's going to be a tailwind for us. And that is combined what helped lift us over today.
Now, the Dow has risen 1,600 points since Trump was elected, but there were fears that there was going to be a crash if he won. And in fact, I remember the night of the election, for a little while there, the Dow futures were down hundreds of points. And then all of a sudden, it turned around and things started getting better in the stock market. But what happened?
Yeah, it's interesting. One of my guests said, the thing I'm going to do, my New Year's resolution, is not underestimate Donald Trump. And I think that investors have made a decision to pay attention to what he's doing and not so much about what he's saying. That's not easy. And there are some things that they're very uncomfortable with. They don't like talk of a trade war. That's really concerning to them. They don't like the tweeting. They don't like the volatility. There are a lot of questions. Can he get Republicans to actually put his agenda into legislation? Can he work with them? That's a big question. And there's another one I think we need to pay attention to, Jeremy, and that is, can Donald Trump, profits are up, corporations are doing well. Can he pull Main Street in to benefit from that? The thing that caught him into the office is that people felt like they weren't benefiting from globalization, from an improving economy. Can Donald Trump bridge those two worlds? Or are corporations just going to take all these profits, this big rally, give it back to shareholders with dividends and buybacks? Those are big open questions. I think investors were thinking a lot about them in the run-up to the election. Post-election, they've been concentrating more on some of these policies and these promises that are so pro-business, but that could change. So we got over 20,000 today. Doesn't mean we're going to stay there.
Well, and when you look back, as people did today, the Dow hit 100 in 1906. It hit 1,000 in 1966. It hit 10,000 in 1999 during the dot-com boom. And now here we are today in 2017 with the Dow Jones Industrial hitting 20,000. We'll see if it stays there. Maggie Lake, host of CNN Money with Maggie Lake, thank you so much.
Thank you.